At only 19, Australian musician Joe Robinson is making a name for himself as a jaw-dropping virtuoso on the guitar. He boasts an impressive resume. He recorded his first CD at 14, won first place on Australia's Got Talent at 16, and the following year became the youngest and first instrumentalist to be named Senior Grand Champion Performer of the World. Readers of Guitar Player magazine recently voted Robinson Best New Talent. All this, and he is self-taught, with a little instructional help from YouTube. Joe Robinson joins us in a moment to play some tunes and talk about his approach to learning to play. You may not have won the Performer of the World prize yet, but if you are a self-taught musician, we want to hear from you. What's your approach to teaching yourself your instrument? Our number here in Washington, 800-989-8255, and the email address is talk@npr.org. Joe Robinson is in the middle of his U.S. tour, and he has made a stop in Studio 3A, and he is joined by his bandmates, Marcus Hill on drums and Bernard Harris on bass. And they're all with me here in Studio 3A. It's good to have you guys.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you. Let's start with a tune. We want to hear what you sound like. So what are you going to play?
We're going to play a brand new song. This is a tune I wrote called Daddy Long Legs.
Okay. That was Joe Robinson on the guitar, Marcus Hill on the drums, and Bernard Harris on the bass. Now, Joe Robinson, you didn't learn to play the guitar like that on YouTube. From YouTube, did you really?
Well, I came from a very kind of rural part of Australia. I grew up on the East Coast in a very small town. And really, there was no guitar teacher for me to learn from. So YouTube was actually really the only way I could find the kind of musical information. So when I was 10 years old, and I guess when I really started kind of learning a lot of stuff from, you know, YouTube, as well as like books and DVDs and kind of, you know, resources like that, I guess I was probably 12 or 13. But initially I just learned from you know, books and just watching people and just anywhere I could, really.
Now, you started on piano, is that right?
Yeah.
Did that help? I mean...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it definitely gave me kind of like the coordination as a young child, and I kind of understood how music worked somewhat. Guitar just, I just fell in love with it straight away, so it seemed like a really fun way to kind of spend my time, and, you know, and here I am now, 19, in America, playing professionally. I can't believe it, you know.
And you're also a songwriter, so how did you make the leap into songwriting?
Well, that's been kind of an interesting progression, you know. For a long time, I had my sights set solely on being an instrumental guitar player, you know, because the kind of virtuoso aspect of playing the guitar was what initially really attracted me to music. Recently I've been kind of trying to learn the craft of songwriting and singing and all sorts of things like that, just to kind of broaden my repertoire and, just find other ways of communicating with an audience, I guess.
Is singing hard?
It is. It's very different, you know. I guess as a teenage boy, you know, having my voice break and stuff, I just didn't want to sing. So I'm finally at the point now where I kind of think, okay, I kind of want to sing.
All right. Well, we have some calls here. Some people want to talk with you. So let me go to the phones, and we're going to go to Rob, who's calling from Bend, Oregon. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Good. I'm a self-taught bass player. I've played, as you have, for quite a while. I started when I was about 7 years old, and my comment is that I've always, you know, I've learned by ear. I never learned any music until recently. And what I've found is that a lot of ear musicians, they're a lot more open to trying new things and to listening to what everybody else is doing, as opposed to if you only have the book knowledge of reading music.
Do you agree with that?
You know, I do to a point. You know, I meet some self-taught musicians who kind of don't have an interest in really expanding their knowledge stylistically, you know. I mean, for me, I'm self-taught, but I really take it on myself to push myself to, you know, learn new things and different styles. And I think playing by ear really, really helps you be a bit more creative. And I guess there's a happy medium, you know.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Rob.
Thank you.
Now, we mentioned earlier that in 2008 you won Australia's Got Talent show. Yeah. Will you play a little of the song that you played to claim
Absolutely.
That title?
This was a song I actually learned to play from YouTube. It's called Classical Gas.
Okay, I recognize that. So is it harder for you to sort of reinvent a classic song like that or to write an original song?
I guess there's a challenge in both, you know. I mean, the way I kind of look at it is if I'm performing for an audience, there's always that fine line of kind of new stuff that sounds kind of unique and stuff that's familiar to people. And, you know, I feel like in a performance situation, it's important to have both. So, I mean, when taking a song like that and arranging it, I think you have to find a way of putting your own slant on it and find a way of kind of making it unique to yourself while maintaining the kind of original kind of melodic ideas of the song, I think.
I bet when you're writing a song, do you have a kind of aha moment when you think, there it is, I've got it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
How do you know? I mean, how do you know when you've hit that?
Well, I guess, I mean, if I can imagine myself performing a song that I've just written, I think I'm onto something good, you know? Whereas if that seems like a little bit of a stretch, it's a bit weird. But,
are you writing lyrics now at all, now that you're singing?
Yeah.
And how is that coming along?
It's been a kind of a steep learning curve in a lot of ways, but yeah, I really felt like I needed to push myself in a new direction. So it's been a wonderful thing for me.
We are talking with guitarist Joe Robinson. He's in Studio 3A along with his drummer Marcus Hill and Bernard Harris. And you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Would you guys like to play another?
Absolutely.
Great.
This is a song called Keep It Together.
By the lake in the park, it's so cold, the day's getting dark. I'm watching the geese wander out on the grass, waiting for one to break the ice, because we can't. Words won't come easy. Then from the opposite end of the bench, you tell me that you'd like your better as friends, telling me that we just live and we learn. Things move fast, but I'm past the point of no return. I wanna give up on a good thing, 'cause I believe love is only what you make it. And I believe that we could take the time. And it's crazy for us to break up on things. They can only get better. So let's find a way to keep it together. Go back to the day that we met. Sparks were flying like fingers on frets. It was love in an instant, and I was convinced then we could do anything. But I don't know that we ran off track. But I'm wanting to turn my calendar back, 'cause every new day's another doorway where our love can leave. But I believe love is only what you make it. And I believe that we could take the time. And it's crazy for us to break up on things. They can only get better. So let's find a way to keep it together. You make it, and I believe that we could take the time. And it's crazy for us to break up in things. They can only get better. So let's find a way to keep it together.
That's guitarist Joe Robinson with Marcus Hill on the drums and Bernard Harris on bass. Let's see if we can get one quick call in here before you guys have to go. Norman from Denver, Colorado, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to share a quick story with you guys related to your guest. My younger brother was also a self-taught musician, but he took a fairly humorous route to get there. He originally began attempting to learn the trumpet in the public school system. The family in general banished him to behind the barn when he was doing his trumpet sessions, and his practice with the trumpet ended for good when one of the neighbors mistook his practice for a dying cow. About a year later, he announced at the dinner table that he was going to teach himself to play the electric bass guitar. The rest of the family immediately began packing their bags and looking for earmuffs. We were all then very pleasantly surprised when he decided to teach himself to play electric guitar by just playing lullabies and playing the slowest thing he could possibly find.
Wow.
He's since been very successful with the electric bass and has played in several bands here in the Denver area.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much for calling and sharing that with us. So lots of people out there like yourself have taught themselves how to play. And what's next for you?
Next for me, we're playing a show in Annapolis tonight, and I'm doing a kind of a mini tour of the Northeast, and basically I'm just working on a record now. I've been spending a lot of time in Nashville, Tennessee, which has been teaching me a lot, and I'm very excited about the future.
Well, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
And if you like it, what you've heard so far, you can hear two more of his songs on our website. Go to NPR.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Joe Robinson's latest CD is called Time Jumpin', and he joined us in Studio 3A along with Marcus Hill on the drums and Bernard Harris on bass. Thanks to all of you for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm Lynn Neary. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.